right, now is the time that we transition into our time of baptisms. It's kind of fun how we do this. We have someone who is pretty much directly connected to that individual is going to read the words from these people, and it could be a statement that they've made about their decision to be baptized. It can be sometimes it can be a full paragraph or a full page, but whatever's been on someone's heart, someone will read it on their behalf as they stand in the water and await their baptism. And so as those who are waiting to read, if you just come on up when your person is entering the water, it would be great. And I know that sometimes church is kind of a place where we are on our best behavior, and this is a celebration. If someone that you are here to celebrate or to support today, when they're baptized and you need to hoot and holler, and go ahead. This is a great time for that. And so we're really excited about the opportunity to baptize these individuals as they're making a profound statement about who they are in Christ. So those of you who are candidates for baptism, if you could just head over and stand down there. We're gonna have James Couchman go first because he decided he wanted to be the brave big boy, and he's British. He came the farthest this morning, and so we'll baptize him first, and I think Nate is gonna read for him. So come on up, Nate, and then he'll be followed by Juno, and he'll be reading the words from Juno Kim as well.
So this is a baptism statement from James. It's kind of a long one, so bear with me. For a long time, Christ has been knocking at my door, waiting for me to answer and waiting for me to let him in. When I think back over my life's journey so far, I have seen Christ work unselfishly in me in so many ways. Growing up in a non-Christian home, I think back to my high school experience. In England, when you choose your high school, you have the choice to attend multiple schools located in your area. St. Andrew's, the school I attended, was originally the third choice on my list. This was where I was first exposed to Christ. St. Andrew's was a public school affiliated with the Catholic Church, and it is now evident that Christ sent me there to finally meet him. The school held masses, which were optional for the students, an opportunity I did not take advantage of. So God's test for me to grow in him throughout high school was a test I failed. I graduated with terrible grades, I screwed around a lot as a teenager, and planned to join the army. Then God gave me a second chance. I was playing football or soccer one weekend, and little did I know I was being watched by a scout. The scout was from a recruiting agency whose mission was to send talented soccer players to the U.S. to study and play soccer. He liked me for some absurd reason, and before I knew it, I was a client of his agency. In order to go to university, however, I now had to get my grades up. In England, college and university are two separate levels of education. You go to college first to obtain the grades you need to be accepted into university. However, I didn't have good enough grades at the high school level to go to college, yet God was there to help me again. After pleading with the head of college, I was allowed in. For my first year, I had to retake certain high school courses to get up to standard. Now, with a goal to achieve, I put my head down and worked hard. I graduated college 3 years later and started to dream about university. When it came time to choosing what university to attend, Huntington wasn't my first choice. Yet I had a gut feeling that it was the right choice for me. I never heard of Huntington University and didn't understand what it was like to live in a real Christian community. As you can imagine, I was very shocked when I arrived on campus in the fall. But that is how Christ works in mysterious ways. He knew before I was born that I would be attending HU, and at HU I would finally open the door for him to enter into my heart. Once at HU, I met some fantastic people, and I am so thankful for how Christ has worked through them to help me understand more about him and eventually bring me to my decision today. Christ has been patient with me, and I love him so much for that. However many times I turned my back on him, he did not give up on me. He continued to knock at my door, as he knew one day I would answer. And that is why today I have decided to get baptized. I have now realized that Christ has been with me all along, helping me every step of my way, making me a better person, and through him and him alone, I know that I can go on to accomplish great things.
This is Juno's baptism statement. One of his favorite Bible verses is Romans 14:8, and he really wants to share this with you guys. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So, whether we live or we die, we belong to the Lord. He wants this Bible verse to be the confession of his life. He wants to live for the Lord and wants to die for the Lord. He wants to belong to the Lord and not just be a part of him. So today, he wants to be baptized because he wants to start taking every single step of his life with the Lord.
This is the baptism statement of Elena Poehler, my daughter, so. She writes, "The reason I want to be baptized is because at 6 weeks old, I was baptized into Christianity. Now that I'm 12, I feel that I was baptized because my parents were Christians, and I want to be baptized so I can make my own decision to be a Christian." I'm lucky I get to do four in a row here. So this is for Izzy Miller. And she says, "Today I want to be baptized because I want Jesus to know that he's in my heart." Baptism statement of Drew Miller. "Today I want to be baptized because I think it will be bring me closer to Jesus and the Holy Spirit." Baptism statement of Stephanie Miller. "I want to be baptized because my relationship with God has grown. I would like to show my devotion to him. Growing up, my family didn't attend church regularly, but we did believe. I would go to church with friends, but never felt like I belonged, until friends encouraged my family and me to try out the well. Since attending the well, I have a sense of belonging. I feel that this has helped me learn and grow with God."
We waited for the opportunity to fill the pool up, so she's been waiting for a while for this. when Josh said this has been a long time coming, it has been. Cindy was our neighbor when we moved back to Huntington almost 20 years ago, and she had an ornery son named Corey, and Josh was a match, and so they connected, and there were times when we lost touch, but this has, it's just an amazing day. So these are Cindy's words. My life has not been easy. When I was little, I lost my dad, and my mom did not handle his death very well and would drink. We didn't have much. I'm thankful that at a very young age, God provided my best friend, Kim, who has been there since I was 8 years old. I can't imagine my life, how my life would have been without her. I married my husband, Jim, 39 years ago, and we have 3 children and 3 grandchildren. Together, we raised our children and 2 of our grandchildren. It has been a hard life. Jim has Parkinson's disease and diabetes, and I've had a number of health issues. Even though life has been difficult, I trusted that God would see us through. I'm outspoken, sometimes rude, and say bad words, but I've been working with God to help me through this. It is hard for me with all that I've been through. I don't know the Bible very well, but I believe that Jesus loves me, died for me, and I'm trying my best to love him back. I've gone to church on and off for years, but I remember the first time I attended the well on March 17, 2013. I've met so many nice people who have prayed with me and my husband and taken good care of my family. I'm so thankful for Pastor Jim, John and Becky Fisher, Jay and Jan Ballard, Dave McElhaney, Pastor Josh, and so many others. I've wanted to be baptized, but feared that people would laugh and judge me. I talked to Molly, and she told me I was ready. I have accepted Jesus as my Savior and look forward to heaven when my journey on earth is over. I love being a part of the well. The people are so nice, and Pastor Josh's sermons have helped me better understand the Bible. I want the well to be my church family, filled with family and friends. I am nervous but excited to take this step of obedience and be baptized today. I have accepted Jesus. I love him, and I'm ready.